I'm interrupting you in this season because of a reason. The normal ways are not going to work with the revelations that the Lord has given now. So I want to train everybody as we go. So sometime I'll interrupt. You got to be like Leroy Jr. He don't know what I'm going to do. Marty, they don't know what I'm going to do. He get a preacher, I might tell him, sit down. And so I want you to notice that there's three prayers in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. One to deal with the spirit, one to deal with the soul. Let's go to the sixth chapter. Knowing how to put revelation out is one thing, and knowing how to take revelation in is another thing. If revelation is put out, look, 6:18, if revelation is put out, you'll still be reading, just reading. Revelation unfolds God, unfolds Jesus, unfolds the Holy Spirit. So we have to pray, not only that I have the ability to preach out of revelation, or any of these boys who are preaching, or girls who are preaching, to preach out of revelation, but you can hear in revelation, and then impartation will take place. Okay? Once it's imparted to you, it becomes a part of you. And so the normal, oh Lord, I don't want to say it, but the normal Baptist, normal Catholic, normal ways won't work in revelation. So here Paul in Ephesians 6:18, when he talks about the armor of God, the last thing he talks about is praying for the people and praying for the preacher. That whatever the minister put out be revelation, and then the people who are listening will be able to receive it. You know, you got the whole armor of God, breastplate of righteousness, hammer of salvation. You start at the 10th verse, the whole armor of God. But here in the 18th verse, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's what we're doing, right? Then he says, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And so we're praying, we're preparing the sanctuary for the saints who come here. They come in, a lot going to come physically after when the hour get here, and then a lot online. And then Paul said in the 19th verse, and for me that utterance, see now, That's very important. That utterance, not just, there's another word called unction from the Holy Ghost. That's not just a presentation of a paragraph or sentence. It has to have the Spirit of God moving in it. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the what? Mystery of the gospel, not the history of the gospel, not what happened, just what happened to John, but my name's Jerry Dean. What's going to happen to me? You follow what I'm saying? All right. For which I'm an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, you know your pastor ain't got no problem speaking boldly. You know I'm going to speak boldly because it's just in me. But I want you to take that. And then I want you to pray on that. And then I want you to backtrack a little bit and look again at what we're trying to get. Ephesians 4:11. This 11 through 16. Ephesians 4:11 through 16. Ephesians is the Apostle Paul receiving revelation from God that the church can walk in the grace that God wanted to walk in. The body of Christ has to get to that position where we can walk in that grace, where you can know how to fight for yourself instead of just saying a few prayers and crying and reading scriptures. You got to know in the spirit realm, and that's what we're here to develop here. I told my wife and all, I said, honey, you look real good. I said, you got to look good. We got to be here a while because there's a lot of training got to be done, all right? Now go back to Ephesians 4:11. We're going to pray in a minute. Ephesians 4:11. And let the Holy Spirit introduce you to those verses, the 11 through the 16 verses. That means you're solid, you're strong, you're spiritual, you know there's no situation you can't handle because of who you are. But in order to do that, you're going to have revelation, number one, and you're going to have anointing, number two. What did I say you're going to have? Yeah, you just can't be reading. It's an aura, but you got to have revelation and anointing. And then you can function beyond fear, beyond feeling, and beyond fact. So may the Lord open me up tonight, and may the Lord open you up tonight. All right? You see what that scripture says in Ephesians 4:11? What type of people God wants you to be? You see the 11th verse? It talks about those offices, right? And then there's a production there. Look in that 12th verse. Read the 12th verse out loud. What another word that word perfected mean? Mature. What another word? Completed. We're talking spiritually now. We're not talking about I go to church. We're talking about when the fight come on, Satan will have to deal with you because you know what to do. Look at the next verse now. Look at the 13th verse. See, till we all come into the unity of faith. Now, we don't have much trouble in this church, and thank God for that. I think I got grown people in this church, growing in the spirit. That's very important. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then verse 14. Read that. I don't want y'all to be thrown around. You ain't got no business being thrown around. Just because somebody attacked you, just because something went wrong, you ain't got no business being thrown around. You ought to have enough wisdom, enough knowledge, enough anointing, enough understanding, enough trusting God. You know, Bob said, trust in God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You've got to have revelation for that. All right, great finish. Anyway, just read the whole thing. There's a lot of voices out there that sound right. You got to be able to discern, all right? Let's begin to pray. Shatororo Bakata. Father, we thank you tonight. These prayers, we're praying. Tororo Bashatata. You can move around if you want. Let's just get it going. Praying all the way with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, all right? Herere bro mama. Jerere bro baba sakasa. Yaralaba kuku tere seka tere yasha. Rababa kusa tata. Just go to that sixth chapter and start praying that prayer. Start at verse 18. Rabba Sako Shuko. Pray it for yourself and pray it for those who come in. Shut up those online. Katara Rabba Baba. Up here. Akasha. Write this note down. Praying is pressing into new territory. You cannot let it become normal. You cannot let this become a pattern. You got to expect more. That's what I want y'all to do. Expect more. And you all who come to prayer, you the one can help me. Expect more. It's not a pattern. It's any minute God can put me in a new place. All right? Expect that all the time. Any minute you can be promoted in a new place. Go ahead and pray. So the two things we are aiming at in prayer is proper utterance and proper understanding. Proper utterance and proper understanding. The combination of the two has to be in place. If the utterance is proper and the understanding is improper, the concepts are not going to be caught. It's very serious. It's very serious. It's not Sunday school. Dynamics in lives should be changed by the Spirit of God. And we are capable of being changed at all times in the Spirit. We can handle the world if the proper changes are made in our spirit. So routine and revelation can't walk on the same street. If you just come to church and go through the routine and revelation trying to walk, you're going to miss it. All right? So I want you all to be able to receive revelation and apply it, and your life constantly being changed all the time. You can't help nobody who's not concerned. People have been whipped with religion so long, they lost their reverence. They lost their reverence. They'd rather watch a TV than come to church. That's reverence lost. I don't have to dress. I don't have to do nothing. I just sit here and watch. I'm getting the same thing. I don't know if you're close enough to come. These people that are in different states and countries, God understand. But those who are local, who put revelation in a religious form, they have no reverence, and they don't know what they're missing. Okay, revelation deal with every situation. And that's why we're supposed to meet. We meet because something's supposed to be imparted that will make your life more important. Let me say that again. Something should be imparted that make your life more important. You grow more in the attribute of really knowing who you are in the spirit. Not just by your flesh last name and your family, but in the spirit. And we constantly, I've seen it over and over again, you constantly grow. You constantly grow. I mean, God just talk to you, tell you, say, hey, I want you to know something else. And it's not known. That's what we need to do in our Bible studies and our Sunday morning impartation. Grow, develop, know more. Be able to handle it better. Be able to handle life better. Be more happier, more free. No matter what's going on. Know it got to change if you tell it to change. You see, if you come in duty, just because it's your duty to come, with no expectation, no matter how much I pray, how much you pray, and how much we pray, you ain't gonna get nothing. Because you're just gonna go with the scriptures, read the scriptures, and go back home the same way. Now, just a little while we've been praying, I could sense the presence of God. I could sense that he wants to reveal himself in this house tonight. Watch what I'm about to say. He want to give you your answer. Because you came out here and you came in his house. The Lord respect his house. He want to give you your answer that you need to put you at another level. Isn't that something? I said God wants to give you your answer to put you in another level. Now, I know all of us know you're able to do that, right?
Yes, sir.
But the point is, are we able to hear what he's saying? I can sense in the atmosphere, I don't know where you at, but I can sense in the atmosphere that the Holy Spirit is setting on this place.
Yes.
Ready for you to receive an answer you might have been looking for 24 years. I've seen it, bam. Somebody didn't see for 10, 15 years, bam, all of a sudden. I said, wow, that thing come wide open. Are you following me? That's why, my brother and sister, listen to me. That's why we cannot operate in feeling. We say, walk by what? Faith. You can't operate in feeling because feeling gonna let you down. The major problem in the body of Christ, y'all are going to be shocked about this. The major problem in the body of Christ is entertainment. They come to church to be entertained. And that's not it. It's emerging in the things of God. Getting closer to God. Draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. Supernatural joy is not on the surface. And so that's why I'm trying to train this ministry and all my sons and daughters in the ministry, working in different places, ushers and everybody, training them to be handle this with dignity. That the Lord may come any minute. You got to always be ready. You don't know what's going to happen unless he reveals it to you. But you got to be ready for it. See what I'm saying? And so you who are here with me, I want you to know more open you are, the more you're going to let out. See? And it takes a reverence to receive. It takes a reverence. A ritual will rob you of receiving. Routine. You know, just Wednesday night. No, it's not just a Wednesday night. No. He always has some promotion for you. He always have some deliverance for you. He always have some victory for you. Are you following me? God is all the way about helping us. God ain't looking for your sin. Holy Spirit gonna tell you about that and you get it straight. He fixed it where you can get it straight and get out of anything that is not giving him glory. You understand what I'm saying? So what I need is, we pray for two things. Pray for me to give God, give me utterance and give you the ability to hear it. Right? We're going to do that, right? All right. Amen.